Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is hit by the pitch. McNair moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dip Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Schult reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNair strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manish scores. Kress moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Miller reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. McNair moves to third. Grove moves to second. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-3 in the game. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke pinch runs for Clyde Mannion. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Jack Quinn now pitching. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Ted Gulick. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.